Hello and welcome to this episode in our telephoning unit. Thank you for watching this lesson. Now today we're going to begin practicing because, as you know, if you've been following me for a while, I always talk about the power process. So if you are following me and taking my lessons, you should know already what the power process is. But just in case you don't know, remember we have three steps in the power process. The first step is study. The second is practice, and the third is perform. Now, you should have already done the study phase. That was the previous lessons of telephoning. So if you haven't done those, go back and watch those lessons first, and then come back to this one. Because in that stage, in the study phase, you are learning the phrases. Okay, that's the inputs phase. This time, we're going to be practicing. We're actually going to be speaking and outputting these phrases. Okay, if I can use that as a verb, output is what we want to do in the practice stage. All right, so this is going to be for making the telephone call. Now let's review the phrases that we went over in the study lessons. The first one is when you are making the call and you want to ask for someone. Do you remember how to do that? Well, let's write it down. Okay, so remember the phrase is, hello, may I speak to person, please. Okay. Now let's write a name in there so we have something to practice with. Do you remember what name we used before? Okay, I think we had Mr. Smith. Okay, so that's the first name we're going to use to practice. Now, let's try it. Please repeat after me. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Okay, excellent. Now, as you see, Mr. Smith is our example. But before we focus on that part, let's focus on this other part, okay? And you want to be focusing now that we're getting into the practice stage into more of the specifics, okay? Listen to the intonation of how I say it, and also how to fit in the person right here to say it more naturally with the right flow. Now don't worry about, you know, fitting my speed yet. If you're having trouble keeping up with the speed, that's okay. Start slowly and then you'll naturally build up the speed. Okay, but the most important thing is to listen to the intonation and try to match me as much as possible. Okay, so one more time. Hello. May I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Okay, nice job. All right, so now let's try another person. Okay, this is what we want to do in the practice stage, is start thinking of just other examples that we can use here to practice and practice and practice out loud over and over again. Okay, so I just wrote another example here, Miss Anderson. Okay, so let's practice one more time. Hello, may I speak to Ms. Anderson, please? Okay, great, one more time. Let's go back to Mr. Smith. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Okay, one more time with Ms. Anderson. Hello, may I speak to Ms. Anderson, please? Okay, nicely done. All right, so you can see now we're just practicing with many different names. Okay, let's just keep adding names. Okay, think of any name that you can and add it to your own list. That's the best way. But because you're in this lesson, I'll just use the words, the names that I come up with. Okay? Okay, I'm just adding first name as well. So again, if you're able to use first names, that's fine too. And that gets back into more of the formality talk, things like that. Okay, but let's just practice. Let's use Jack. Okay, so please repeat after me. Hello, may I speak to Jack, please? Okay, very good. Now let's try Melissa. Hello, may I speak to Melissa, please? Okay, so now we're going to do it all together. Okay, so one one after the other. So listen and repeat after each one. Just keep going. Okay? So, hello, may I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Hello, may I speak to Ms. Anderson, please? Hello, may I speak to Jack, please? Hello, may I speak to Melissa, please? Okay, nicely done. See, that's how I want to be doing it when we're practicing. Okay? So try to pick up your pace, of course, with the whole activity, but also in the sentence itself, in this case, the question itself. Okay, and just keep practicing over and over and over again, because, of course, we want to train our mouth muscles, but also we want to train our, you know, just getting used to this phrase so that it just becomes very natural. Also, your hearing is what we want to also train, because when you listen, you'll be listening to me, of course, but also you'll be listening to yourself. And that's very important. Go back and listen to this, but also record yourself. And you can listen to yourself get better and better and faster and faster. You can kind of listen to how you're sounding, and you can get feedback from that as well. So record yourself doing this. That would be highly recommended. Okay? So these are just some names that you can use. So that's how to do a substitution drill, what I would call practice, with this expression. Now let's move on to the next one that we had. The next phrase was practicing or introducing ourselves and announcing where we are from. So this case, of course, you're going to fill in your own name here, again, with your company or your organization. So for me, it's going to sound like this. My name is Al Slagle from ABC Company. Okay, so of course, fill in your own name here, and that's what you should be practicing with, because you're always going to be introducing yourself in this situation, right? So fill in your own name, and then you can fill in your company. So pretty simple, and I'll let you do that on your own, but that's the phrase you want to practice. Practice that again, but for me, it's going to sound like this. My name is Al Slagle from ABC Company. Okay, great. Now, one other case, maybe you're calling internally. Okay, maybe you have a big company. So maybe you want to announce the department that you're from. That's fine too. You can do that. Okay. So I put the finance department. It's abbreviated department, but of course you want to say it fully. Okay, so hi, my name is, or sorry, don't say hi, but this you would, on the phone call, you would say, my name is Al Slagle from the finance department. Okay, very good. Or whatever department you're from. Okay. And again, I can write them all down from, maybe you just want to say HR. So remember, HR is human resources. My name is Al Slagle from HR. So just fill in your department name here and your name. You can practice this one again and again. And it's going to be specific to your case. So fill in your company name or organization. And then if you want, you can also practice with your department name as well. Okay, so practice that on your own. Let's move on to our next phrase. Okay, so this phrase is to talk about the purpose of your call. So remember, I'm calling today to blah, blah, blah. Okay, so in this case, I put arrange a meeting. Okay, so let's practice that one together. I'm calling today to arrange a meeting. Okay, very good. So again, please listen to the intonation and try to match me. Okay, one more time. I'm calling today to arrange a meeting. Okay, very good. Now, the best part, again, here is to think of reasons that you might be making this phone call. Okay, so there's many, many possibilities here. I'll give you a couple of my examples which you can practice with, but the best way is to think of your own. Okay, but let's use some of mine. Okay, here's another example, place an order. Okay, so maybe you're calling a wholesale company or your supplier or something like that, and you want to place an order. So let's practice that. Please repeat after me. I'm calling today to place an order. Okay, very good. One more time. I'm calling today to place an order. Okay, very nice. Very well done. Yeah. Let's do another one. Okay, so let's use this example, cancel our appointment. So one more time. I'm calling today to cancel our appointment. Okay, one more time. I'm calling today to cancel our appointment. Okay, very well done. So let's practice all three of them together. Okay, so let's just keep going. So please repeat after me. I'm calling today to arrange a meeting. I'm calling today to place an order. I'm calling today to cancel our appointment. Okay, very good. So you can see how we practice. Again, you do more and more than three. Okay, I'm just giving you three examples. Come up with four, five, or six, and then you can start really practicing this again and again. Get your mouth muscles working, but also hear yourself speaking these phrases out loud. So this part will become very natural. These sentence patterns, you want to have these become very natural. So when you say this, this part is the only part here that you're filling in depending on your call. All right? So we've practiced a lot of phrases here. Let's end with this part of the lesson, and on the next lesson, we're going to practice the other phrases that we went over in the study phase. Okay, so this is practice. Get used to it. And you practice speaking these, but the most important thing is to speak these out loud. Don't just read them with your eyes, okay? Speak them out loud, even if you're by yourself. But that's the cool thing about this lesson, because you always have me here with you, so you don't have to feel like you're alone in a dark room somewhere. You can always watch and practice with me. You can use me for shadowing. So use these lessons to practice, and you will be upgrading and leveling up your English very, very soon. So let's move on to the next lesson. Thanks for watching this one.